Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Still TRE. Ding. It is a Chronic 2001 inspired, aka from Fighter of the Nightman. That might be part of a ongoing suite of 2001. Did you know that Chronic 2001 came out in 1999?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yep.
Why did he call it 2001? Just a cool year?
I think so. I don't know. I think it's...
He foretold 9/11?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason behind it. I just remember accepting it for what it was.
Yeah.
And being like,
all He's of like, these... Method Man already got to Millennium.
Oh, yeah. To Cal 2000.
He hit to Cal 2000.
Still counting.
Step into Millennium. That might be the most disappointed I've ever been by a rap album.
Was that Judgment Day? What was that album called?
I thought it was called...
Judgment Day. Oh, yeah, it was Tikal 2000 Judgment Day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Anyways, I'm Jack, you are Miles, and...
Tikal was so good.
it was so good. But that was when, like, it was all RZA and...
Yeah, like, Release Yo Delph?
Oh, my God.
Release Yo Delph! That's when I was like, who's bringing that kind of energy?
Keep it moving, baby, keep it moving.
The most breathing through a pair of...
through your grill.
Yeah.
What the like, blood glocks.
Guess I've got to start breathing through my teeth because that sounds cool as hell. All right. Well, Brett Kavanaugh is trending. A man was arrested late last night, early this morning, near Brett Kavanaugh's home with a gun. Allegedly said he wanted to kill Brett Kavanaugh, according to the police and what they told the mainstream media. So it sounds like a disturbed person who shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Is that the lesson we're taking from that?
No.
It's being turned into a anti-protesting story,
right?
And just a perfectly timed counter-programming to the January 6th committee. Debuting with the hot primetime special. This evening.
Yeah. Wow. No, don't talk about keeping guns out of the wrong people's hands. Just spin it into something else. Like, how about we got autonomous drones that follow the Supreme Court justices and their families down that can drop anti-personnel munitions automatically?
Yeah, that there it is.
I'm surprised that's not being pitched right now. And this is why they need anti-personnel.
Also, the person was from California, which makes it even more perfect for the right. Oh. Because damn, I didn't realize the extent to which they were following the recall of the San Francisco district attorney.
Oh, yeah.
And just like on the edge of their seats waiting to watch this dude take an L. We talk about it more on tomorrow's episode. But
yeah,
it is, the California hate is real and thorough and constant.
And it serves a purpose, right?
Yeah.
It's for all the narratives of progress is bad. They say, yeah. Look at the most liberal city. Mm-hmm. Look, that place is a nightmare. Like, people can't even live in San Francisco.
Right.
So I don't know what liberal policies they have that are keeping people in their homes and shit. But I think it's a very odd way of describing it, because it's like where all these like tech companies are like headquartered.
Right.
That still very much a like moneyed town where that's what talks. And you have people who are, they see a DA who's like, you're not going to do everything to protect private property at all costs and brutalize the people who loiter in front of our buildings.
Yeah, they were
pissed. That's what happened. But
they were pissed, and they got what they wanted. And it's a big news day for right-leaning people who don't realize they're right-leaning. Steve Scalise, speaking of gun control, came with the hot talking point. Hey man, we didn't outlaw planes after 9/11.
Jack, don't say it like that. That's like really disingenuous. Like, let him say it in his own words, because okay, I think they have more like gravity to them when you hear this dumb idea out loud from this person.
And airplanes were used that day as the weapon to kill thousands of people and to inflict terror on our country. There wasn't a conversation about banning airplanes. There was a conversation about connecting the dots. How can we try to figure out if there are signs we can see to stop the next attack from happening?
And since we didn't want to consider the United States' own foreign policy as a contributing factor to that, we just went on to say, let's bomb the fuck out of that part of the world.
Right.
Anyway, and that's our problem solving.
Way more laws and way more precautions put into place, which is one of the things that is being asked for around guns and is being just completely denied.
People are looking at my pee-pee when I go on that little body scanner.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't outlaw planes, man.
All right.
So,
like, you can't even bring on, like, man, you have like 1.3 ounces of liquid. They're like, hey, what the fuck is that? So, it's really something.
And it's true, because America is also the only place that has all these planes, you know, and like other countries have much more strict plane use laws, and they don't have all these plane crashes that we keep. That is completely not a.
This is what happens when the NRA owns
they're
your mouth.
Like, they
own your mouth, and you got to go out there and be like, we didn't ban planes.
Right.
Well,
also we did for a little while until they figured out like how they were going to play it.
Yeah, they're like, well, we have to reinforce the cockpits, clearly. Mm-hmm. And you can't do a thing where like, hey, you want to see the cockpit, young man? Do you like gladiator films? It's one of my favorite lines. You like gladiator films?
You like gladiator films, Billy? That is from Airplane, right?
Yep. Then he switches it over to Kareem, tries to talk that mess to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of NBA greats making their acting debuts, although I guess that wasn't Kareem's acting debut.
No.
He'd also been in...
Was it the Bruce Lee one? What's the first thing
he came out of? Anyways, Anthony Edwards is in this new Adam Sandler movie, Hustle.
Yeah.
And somebody posted a clip, like a 2-minute clip of a scene in which Anthony Edwards is the villain. So I'm going into this. I'm saying, so this is what do we know about Anthony Edwards? He is the most likable human being on the planet.
And he has like kind eyes too.
Kind eyes.
Yeah.
You know, this doesn't really make sense. What are we doing here? And he totally pulls it off. He absolutely nails it. He just talks trash and completely mentally gets in the protagonist's head with kind eyes, you know, like while having very kind eyes.
Hold on, let's play the one. Where's the one? Which is the line we like? When he waves to the daughter? What do you think? The daughter wave line? Yeah, okay.
So the premise of the movie, Adam Sandler gets the player who is like the protagonist of the movie from another country, brings him back. He's like got his whole career riding on whether this guy can make it in the league. And so they're at like some sort of like practice, like off-season camp where players
it's like an NBA draft combine.
Yeah.
Workout.
And a lot riding on this game, and his daughter is there. There's an eye line match where Anthony Edwards sees that this main dude is like waving to his daughter, who's like six, and just smiles to himself.
Let's just hear this like exchange. This guy's bringing the ball up the court. Anthony Edwards is just looking him in his eye and just talking menacing shit.
Where's her mama anyway? How come she ain't here? She probably shagging it up with somebody else. You still had to shag it up with me. I'd be a great stepdad. A real man to look up to. What you got?
What you got?
What you got? Then the dude tries to go for a bucket, stuffed crust pizza, and he blows a kiss to the little girl. She waves back.
She likes me.
Then the guy takes him to the ground. He does it. I don't know what it is. Is it that he's a great actor, or he's like one of these natural people who's not in their own head? And he's like, what are the words I say? And they just do it. Like, do you think he's thinking like a thespian?
Or I think he is method,
pure natural.
And his whole on-camera persona from the past 2 years of his NBA career are all part of his method acting. No, I think he's just like a very cool person who's also like very smart and doesn't, you know, give a fuck, and is just able to, you know, transition into being an actor and being, because he's very comfortable being himself.
I think that delivery hits harder because he's so smiley, and you can like, it's not a character. You're like, this is some real, like, this dude is so, it's like Michael Jordan shit talking or something,
right?
Where it's like, oh, this guy's a natural at talking shit, but then also as an actor, that's what we need. We need more awards for like what NBA players are doing off the court, like best actor.
Best acting performance by an NBA player to this point, are we thinking it's KG in Uncut Gems?
It's definitely not Ray Allen. He Got Game. So, Rick Fox in He Got Game?
I mean, Rick Fox Rick Fox is a pretty,
he's actor. Kind of an actor, though, you know what I mean? Like,
who supplements his income as an actor by playing in the NBA.
Basketball.
All right. Well, anyways, I am excited to watch this. This is not paid product placement. And to prove it, I will also say I'm excited to watch this. I probably won't ever watch it because I have a list of 40 things on streaming that I want to watch, and I just haven't watched them.
That's fine.
So, speaking of things I probably am not going to watch, even though I was very excited about it, I think the premise is good.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this could have been the, you know, what we've all been waiting for. The new Jurassic Park movie, wherein the dinosaurs finally get loose, not just in San Diego, like in Lost World, when the T-Rex just stomped around.
People don't know that downtown San Diego shot, that was shot in Burbank. Sorry, when the
sorry thing San Diego, the bus, nice try.
I was like, that's the valley.
So. In this one, the dinosaurs have been just roaming the land for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
People have had to adapt. You know, there's like dinosaur migrations. People know what's happening. I think at least that's the premise as it existed in my head. And they've got to figure out what to do. That's fun. I've always thought it would be fun to have like a movie where we have to exist with like these apex predator like creatures from history. Like, there used to be a bird that was like 30 feet wing to wing and ate people. And that's the reason that we still get a chill when a like shadow goes across us, because we are evolutionarily designed to be fucking terrified of that because it was a terrifying existence. So I've always been like, that would be dope. Like an alternate reality where those are still around and you play in the yard, but in you have to be caged in because you don't want that giant bird to come get you. This had that promise, and I have not seen it yet. The reviews, not promising.
They're fucked up, man.
The reviews are not good.
There's one, it's a Jurassic World Dominion combines old and new DNA in an XL-sized mediocrity.
This is 2 hours and 27 minutes of pure dinosaur droppings, according to Richard Roper. Viewer is as helpless as a boat passing under a bridge on the Chicago River as the Dave Matthews Band unloads a torrent of foul waste from above. I'm sorry, Richard Roper. What?
Unreal.
Oh my God. That is amazing that is the like pull quote from his review.
Yeah.
That made it onto Metacritic.
That's wild.
Hell yeah. Also subtly calling Dave Matthews a dinosaur? I mean, come on, man.
I'll see your ass at the show at the Hollywood Bowl, bro. See if you have so much to say about him then, fool. You know what's wild? Ariana Richards, who played Lex in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of Lex and Tim. He left us.
Yeah.
She walked the red carpet. She's 42 now. I'm like,
she's 42?
In my mind, I was like, she's probably 900 years older than me. I'm like, damn, she's my motherfucking contemporary.
Oh, I thought she was like, you know, 20s or some shit. Because I'm old. I'm old as fuck.
You're like, she's older than me. No fair.
She's like a year or older than age. Me.
Yeah.
That's
anyway, she's she's out. It was kind of cool to see her. I'm like, I always thought about you. What happened? She's a painter, I guess, now.
Hell yeah. She only paints like things from inside the world of Jurassic Park.
It's always like a T-Rex with their head inside of a Ford Explorer.
Right.
Like, yeah, this is my style.
So my fear, based on the trailer, it seemed like they were treating this like it was like, we're getting the gang back together. And the thing that people really liked about every Jurassic World, Jurassic Park movie to this point was the characters and like the world building. And that, so my concern was like, they were just going to be doing a bunch of like self-referential stuff and not exploring the studio space of like, you live in a world where dinosaurs are migrating across the country. And like, you would be looking at that more than you would weather reports. Right. You would be like, what is the Raptor report for this afternoon in Los Angeles?
I like that.
Yeah, that would be like, just let me make the next one, y'all. What the fuck?
Thank you. You don't sound like any fan ever of a thing.
I know.
Just let me make the next one.
Those fans are usually wrong. I'm right. The Slant magazine review says, when Dominion isn't suffocating itself with world building, much of it frustratingly untapped, it's wholly given over to corny fan service. So yeah, it sounds like, you know, what could have gone wrong in my mind has gone wrong. Bummer.
You hate to see it. Really,
let's take a quick break. We're gonna come back and talk about somebody getting an STD in a rental car and successfully suing the rental car company. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. Geico. You've heard of them. You love them.
So, let me check. Are they one of our... Am I paid to say I like them? No, I don't know much about them.
They... there's a headline on Yahoo News. Number one headline is like... Bad news for Democrats and, right. and progressives. You know,
people like brutalizing the unhoused. Sorry, AOC. Like, wait, what?
But the third headline on Yahoo News is this story: a woman got an STD in a rental car, sued her partner for damages because they knew they had an STD, gave it to her. The act took place in a rental car that he was renting and had insurance on, and since he didn't have the money to cover the damages and he had gotten the rental car insurance, like it went to arbitration and the arbitrator decided that the insurance company should pay for them
because it was the venue for this.
It was the
event.
So I get it. The legal system is convoluted, full of shit. This shit happens all the time where like a thing that you're like, what?
Right.
Happens. But the only time we hear about it on the front page of Yahoo is when it harms a major corporation.
Right.
When a major corporation is the victim and they have to pay like $3 million, which they don't even notice. Instead of, you know, when it comes to, jailing humans, for instance.
Oof.
So
you love to see that cycle play out over and over. Like, even like when we hear constantly about the normal people who get absolutely lost in the prison system, and like you're saying, but Geico had to pay a little bit. Plus, you have this weirdo like, and can you believe it? I had to pay for this thing. Please make that news. And
yeah.
I just saw another thing about some dude who was like wrongfully accused by American Airlines from like stealing some shit at an airport. And he was in jail for 17 days because they like wrongfully accused him. Yeah.
What do they think he stole from American Airlines? Like one of those.
I think he stole something. Just read this. Man sues American Airlines. Mistake led to 17-day jail stay. He was wrongfully arrested. Let's see. Because American Airlines incorrectly identifying him as a burglary suspect.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. And then, so like what happened was he got on the plane, but someone broke into a duty-free store. And then a surveillance camera showed that that guy got on the flight he was on. And then they're like, it's this guy. And before you ask or assume, this guy was white.
What?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, then I guess they are allowed to write about that, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's why it was written about.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about De Niro Zelinsky.
De Niro Zelinsky, the new rap group. That sounds like someone's rap name.
No, I actually don't know anything about this story. That is how the headline is written. But yes. Robert De Niro and
Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. There's this like soundbite of him talking about like the upcoming Tribeca Film Festival and how he wants Vladimir Zelensky to be involved. I'm just going to play this sound clip for you because I don't even understand what the purpose is. This guy is trying to defend his fucking country. And you're like, just listen to old Bobby D.
Trying to do this, and I don't know if I should say, but I'll say a statement by Zelensky on all the films, you know, Black before even the title of the film comes out the way I understand it. And we're trying to do that now, see if we can get a statement, a sentence or two from him, or a little more of and that would be something to address what's going on over there. It's the least we can do and impactful in its own simple way. Mm.
Okay. That sounds like the most self-serving nonsense I've ever fucking heard.
That's funny.
First of all, his name isn't Zelensky.
I mean, his friends, you know, they're like, yo, Zelensky, they got tired of saying that. Zelensky. Yeah.
But it's a bad. I just don't like even the idea that he thinks he's helping him by being like, it's the least I can do. What? To be like, hey, man, you're fighting Russia. Come watch. Can you watch like 14 selected films for the Tribeca Film Festival?
Is that what he's suggesting, that he watch them and like tailor statements beforehand?
He was saying to speak about it and then also what's happening in Ukraine. Like, do you even know? Or are you just saying like, or are you so disconnected? Like, I know Ukraine's a buzzword. Zelensky is like the guy. He's like the new Dua Lipa, I guess. How do we get that as part of the Tribeca Film Festival? Yeah.
It's the thing that the people who like attend million-dollar Democratic National Committee fundraisers know that they can feel outraged about right now. And so he feels like the least we can do. But it's like, so
shut up. Like, you're not important, Robert De Niro. You're not a fucking secondary or tertiary character in the fucking Russian invasion of Ukraine. Mm. So if you're gonna do something, at least you can do is, I don't know, you can donate money to talk about like the plight of immigrants, other people who are trying to flee. Like, don't be like, the thing he needs is come to Tribeca, speak at the Tribeca Film Festival and get the word out about what's going on over there. Because as we know, all foreign policy experts are watching what happens right before the Tribeca Film Festival films play.
You know, just pull a quote from the man. The man is a public figure. He said a lot of wise shit. Like, if you like at this level of like, can't be bothered to do anything but like put a little coda at the beginning of your film, like maybe just pull something if that's the level of commitment you want to take, rather than being like, hey, could you talk to Zelensky's people, we want to see if we can't steal a week of his time.
Yeah, the Jackass guy's got a new film they've been working on in secret. We're going to premiere at Tribeca. Maybe he can say something right before that about how the Russians are using sexual assault and famine to like as tools of coercion in the war. I don't know. Just something like that. Or like how great it is to see Steve-O doing well now that he's sober. Even that would be great.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, June 8th. We are back tomorrow, which is, of course, 6-9. So
6-9.
Get ready.
Celebrate.
Get your clothes ready. 69. Get your outfits ready. We're back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.